Good morning, folks. It's Luke Clayton, and welcome to Campfire Talk with Larry Wysoon and myself. Larry and I have been bringing Campfire Talk to you now for over 8 years, and trust me, it's as much fun today as when we first kicked it off. Campfire Talk is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Texas Wildlife Association, Sitemark, maker of the Photon XT and the Photon RT, Kuby Sausage House and Wild Game Processing in Dallas, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge, Larry's TV show, Dallas Safari Club's Trailing the Hunter's Moon, and Striper Express up on Lake Texoma. Well, folks, Mr. Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail, is right across the campfire from us, like he has been for about 9.5 years. Larry, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Always my pleasure, sir. I have to tell you a couple of things. My wife and I don't get a chance to get away very often, at least not together, but we just got back from an absolutely fantastic trip from spending almost a week with my old buddy Jim Zumbo. Now, the folks that don't know Jim, and I can't imagine there being anybody that loves to hunt, fish, shoot that doesn't know Jim, but Jim for years was the hunting editor for Outdoor Life, and for years had a TV show that was on the Outdoor Channel. And, I mean, he is just a very special individual as far as I'm concerned. And my wife and I had a chance to spend several days, as I mentioned, with him and Jim's wife, Madonna, in their home out west of Cody, Wyoming, and got a chance to do a little fishing and storytelling with Mr. Zumbo.
I bet the two of you guys had a ball, and had your that's good. Your wife got to go up in that country with you, and did Jim do a little cooking at all? Did you have time for that?
I'm laughing because you know what, he had something real prepared before we got there, and we had some pronghorn antelope one night that he fixed on a George Foreman grill. It was raining outside up there, and yep. So we couldn't get outside and use the outside grill, so he fixed them on this George Foreman grill. And I'd eaten pronghorn numerous times in the past, and to me it was at best okay. Well, I'll tell you what, all he did is he put a little sage and a little Cavender seasoning on this dadgum chunk of meat, threw it on that little grill of that electric grill kind of thing, and it was out of this world.
You know, Larry, antelope is, you know, I've eaten antelope, but I don't know how to cook it. I've eaten it where people tell me what they did, but I've never eaten enough antelope to say I know anything about it. But it can be, if it's not prepared just right, I like venison a lot better, put it that way, you know?
You know, that's kind of the way I was with it. When Jim, they said, here, he handed me the piece of meat. It was a backstrap and inside tender, and he said, smell of this. And I said, oh, my God. I said, you know, that smells good. And, I mean, we hadn't even done anything to it. Mm-hmm. And but he was telling, it was off an antelope doe. Now, most of the meat I've had off an antelope was come off of a buck. It was during the rut when I shot him, so uh-huh. I'm sure that made a difference. But after tasting and watching what simple things Jim did, he used a little olive oil, a little bit of sage, and some of that Cavender type seasoning, and mm-hmm. Just kind of took it to a medium a finish on the meat, and it was out of this world good. But you know, Zumbo's one of those guys. He's like you. He loves to try different things when it comes to wild game, and like you, he's just a heck of a good cook. But I got to tell you, we had a chance to do some fishing, and we spent one day fishing the lake for native cutthroat. And that my wife got a chance to go with us. She actually got to catch her share of our limit of six fish per piece. And God, it was good. I'll tell you what, we were catching on worms, using worms and marshmallows. We used the marshmallows primarily to keep the worms from sitting on the bottom, so they kind of float up off the bottom a little bit.
Yeah.
So I learned how to do that, and then we went over to the Bighorns one day, which is about an hour and a half, 2 hours east where Jim lives, and with fly rods, a little bitty hook, and earthworms. And I mean, mm-hmm. had it not been for the hail, the sleet, the rain, we would probably caught our limit. But I mean, we're fishing these little streams that were about, maybe at the most, anywhere from about a foot to about 2 foot wide, and you kind of slip up there just a little bit, you know, and using that fly rod with the length of it, and just enough, and kind of dangle that worm down in the water and let it kind of flow with wham, there'd be. And, I mean, we were catching them just about every time you did that. We were catching brook trout that were anywhere from about, oh, my gosh, probably 5 inches to about 8 or 9 inches.
Oh, those little, so they are so tasty, though, aren't they? You know,
God,
those little trout
out of this world. So,
and I often wondered, Larry, you know, you anywhere up in the Rockies, you find a stream running through a through a valley, a little stream. It's
yes.
usually got brook trout. It you just wonder how those little fish make it, because all that freezes up, you know, in the winter.
I guess they head to
deep water. They have to, don't they?
Well, I'm not sure whether they do that or whether they're it freezes on top and there's enough water coming down underneath.
You know,
to keep them there. But one of the things that Jim was telling me is, you know, the brook trout primarily is endemic to the, or native to the eastern part of the U.S. and in the northeastern part. And he was telling me that the brook trout now in like in Wyoming particularly, they have greatly increased the limit, the day limit and the possession limit, because they're trying to reduce that brook trout population. So tell you what, that's one of those things I kind of got hooked on. I can see why Zumbo absolutely loves fishing for those little things, because they're so good to eat. And that's one of those things I'm going to have to put on my list to the next opportunity I get to be up in that part of the world to take a fly rod or maybe even one of those old cane poles like you use every once in a while for catfish.
Drop it over in the creek, you know. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
I tell you, Larry, what's going on now around, you know, well, many places here in Texas is the blue catfish bite is still, you know, still catch plenty of blues. I catfish a good bit with guys.
Right.
Tony Pennybrook and old David Hanson, good friend of both of us.
Oh, yeah.
You know, David, we fish with him. But, excuse me, they're shifting over to the channel catfish bite now, you know, from the blues. And,
right.
I've got a trip planned here. And this is not a commercial. It's kind of talking about fishing. You and I talk about everything from cooking to whatever, you know. But
exactly.
I just got these here a couple weeks ago. They're called trapper hooks. And I think they're out of California. A guy contacted me and knew that I wrote, you know, articles and whatnot.
Right.
And send me some trebles and some conventional-looking hooks. But, Larry, these things have a 90-degree offset. In other words, you've got your you've got your barb, and in one a really sharp point, when you hook the fish, it goes down, and there's a 90-degree bend that fish is trapper tackle, but that fish is trapped. I mean, he's not coming off of that thing. So
I'll be darned.
I'm so anxious to use to make the treble hook and then a standard, I would say a J hook, but it's the barb is not hook shaped. It's actually 90 degree bend. But I'm anxious to put these to use with some of this punch bait for channel catfish, you know?
You know, since you mentioned that, you know, I think in the last show we talked a little bit about Ken Milam, who I'm doing this DSC's Untamed Heritage podcast with.
Yeah.
Ken lives on Lake Buchanan. And Lake Buchanan, of course, doesn't have any blue cat or have a good number of channel cat, but they've got some absolutely huge yellow cat. And Ken and his wife own several cabins there right on the lake. And I know Ken is wanting to start fishing for some of those big those big yellow cat. We need to plan a trip, you know, you and I do, and go over and maybe he can learn a little bit from you about fishing for catfish, and we'll have a chance at some of those really big yellow cats that they have there to kind of go along with some of the big blue cat that you've caught there in Tuwakini and a few of those other lakes up in the northeast part of the state.
You bet. I tell you, someone that fishes Lake Buchanan a lot is Warren Bluntzer.
Warren does. You're right.
We'll pick Warren's brain. Warren was a retired Texas game warden, folks, and he just a super nice guy. He has a wildlife management business now, but he's an
avid guy, and
Warren, Larry, he knows Buchanan catfishing. He catches a lot of blue catfish out of there in the fall and winter, big ones.
Really?
Yes. So we'll get Warren pick his brain a little bit too. But yeah, he targets blues in there too. So
I'll
bet Ken will be glad to to hear that, you know, because
I did not. I've known Warren from years ago when he was a game warden.
Yeah,
Dealt with him through Texas Wildlife Association and
and
sitting on several committees, you know. And
super nice guy, you know.
Absolutely.
But anyway, so yeah, Buchanan. That's something we'll delve more into that. What do you say?
Yeah, put that on your list.
It's on the list. Yeah.
Good.
We could have a good time too down there with O'Keefe. Now, you know, Ken, I've talked to him several times. It's been a few years, but I used to get him on, I think, a little radio show I was doing back then. But I wrote about him fishing reports and stuff with him.
Oh yeah.
Back then when he guided on Buchanan. Well, Larry, let me mention this real quick, the giveaway, Texas-raised hunting products.
Absolutely, we need to.
They've got the Scent Guardian, folks, which Larry will tell you, this stuff, you spray it on, the game does, I don't know how it works, they do not smell you. I've used it for hogs, and I've used it successfully, but it's a giveaway. Email me through catfishradio.org. The very first email this week that I get, give me your contact information. They will ship you some Scent Guardian to try out. So, Larry, that'll give some new folks a chance to test this stuff out, you know?
I'll tell you what, as you are, you and I are skeptical when it comes to this kind of thing, to do away with scent, but yeah, they have proven me wrong in everything that I thought was wrong about the product. I mean, it works.
Yes, it does.
I've sprayed it on all kinds of things, including, you know, in household stuff. I mean, I drive a little diesel truck, and I'll get diesel on my hands, and nothing will probably hardly get it off, and I'll spray that stuff on my hands, and it takes that diesel smell away in a hurry. And I found a dead skunk on the road the other day, and I thought, well, you know what? Let me see what happens.
No, so you didn't
I
do it,
my
did you?
Nose, and I sprayed that sucker down, and waited a little bit, and went downwind of it, and there was no scent of a skunk there. So, you know, if it can do stuff like that, there ain't no telling what it can do.
That's the biologist in you, Larry. Trust me. Yeah. Me and you've hunted together. I saw you drag up a wing bone out of some kind of Plantosaurus or something one time. What in the world have you got? You figured it out. Larry, we're out of time, buddy. We'll be back with everybody this time next week, and I'm already looking forward to our visit, buddy.
Me too.
Folks, if you're a shooter, I need to hook you up with Hunter Supply. Now, Hunter Supply provides quality cast lead bullets for every facet of the shooting world, from target shooting to hunting. Hunter Supply bullets have been put to the test all over the world. They've taken a Big Five in Africa, as well as a lot of moose and grizzly bear in North America. Single action cowboy shooters get their bullets from Hunter Supply, as well as air rifle shooters. You can go online to huntersupply.com and check them out. When you make an order, you need to be aware that the shipping is included in the price of the bullets.
Folks, for about the past 18 months, I've been using a Photon XT by Sightmark. It's a night hunting scope, and you can use it during the daytime too. Absolutely awesome for hunting hogs. I probably killed 20 or 25 hogs using the Photon XT, and I shoot hogs at ranges of 100 yards and less. Now, it's not thermal. You won't be shooting 300 or 400 yards with it, but for most of us, and especially for the price, it is awesome. Now, the Photon RT is out now, and it has a camera mode sound on it. For a few hundred bucks more, you can get that model. I am just putting it to work, and so far I really like what I found. But just go to sightmark.com and check them out. Folks, if you're in the market for a new feeder, I want to hook you up with my buddy Carl Harmon that owns Ultramatic Feeders. You can go online to ultramaticfeeders.com or simply give Carl a call, 877-428-4637. Carl makes some awesome feeders. I've got one that I've had in the woods either 9 or 10 years, and all I've had to do is replace the battery about every 3 years on it. Again, that's ultramaticfeeders.com. Folks, you hear Larry and I talking about Texas-raised hunting products quite a bit. We use these products. I mean, there is Texas-raised hunting products makes a scent remover called Scent Guardian. Here's the deal. I've never done this before, but I want more of you to know about this because it works, the Scent Guardian. it removes scent, and you don't have to worry about your scent when you spray down with it. How about a giveaway over the radio? Here's what you do. Go to my radio website, catfishradio.org. My email is there. Email me with your name and a contact number, a way I can contact you. And you, if you're the first one to do this, jump right on it. I'll look them over, I promise you, the emails right away. Send me that email through catfishradio.org, and I will make positively sure that Texas Raised Hunting Products sends you a bottle of this Scent Guardian. I want you to try it out. You can go to their website, texasraisedhuntingproducts.com, and check them out. But make sure and do it. Go to the website first. Send me an email. The first email that gets to me, I will make sure that you get a bottle of Scent Guardian shipped right away.